So this is the coolest thing. It's called Hilltown 6, and on the last weekend in July, local potters open up their studios and kilns to the public. This is happening as part of the 13th annual Hilltown 6 pottery tour and sale. Visitors will meet potters and guest artists from around the country in unique tucked away settings of 8 different Hilltown pottery studios. This year, they'll feature educational demonstrations at each venue. To tell us more, we welcome potters Christy Knox and Sam Taylor. Tell us all about the 13th annual Hilltown 6 Pottery Tour and Sale in Western Massachusetts. Hello.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having
us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for being with us. So first of all, realizing geographically, Western Massachusetts is a large area. So for your focus is what? You're based in Cummington.
I'm in Cummington.
Yeah.
It's sort of a 20-mile radius between Northampton and Pittsfield in the foothills of the Berkshires. And there are 5 towns that are represented. And it's a self-driving tour. So you can pick and choose or spend the weekend and see all the studios.
So it's kind of a challenge because it's easiest and best to get lost, though that generally makes people feel a little bit uncomfortable, but there's a lot of back roads to wander around at a beautiful time of year.
Well, yeah, and you're always going to end up, you know, you'll eventually end up at a river and then you'll know where you are.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's... Right. Calm down, people. You can go to, for as you say, Northampton, Westhampton, up into Worthington, over to Windsor, Asheville, down Goshen, Williamsburg, and then coming into right on the outskirts of Northampton. And there's artists all over in between there. Now, so explain this to me, because I know this can be confusing. It was just confusing for me to understand it, so I want to make sure that it's not confusing for the listeners. There are 8 locations, but many, many more potters than that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so give us an idea of how that works.
Okay. So there are 9 host potters. This is going to be a lot of math.
That's all right.
There are 9 host potters, but we're located in 8 different pottery studios, and each of us have guests. So in total, there are 21 potters who you have the opportunity to see.
Okay.
So over the arc of our 13 years, we've been able to invite more people from further away. So I think we have some people coming from as far away as Minnesota. With a truckload of pots to participate in this year's event with us.
So, for example, Sam Taylor, you have Michael McCarthy, right?
Michael McCarthy, who is another host potter.
Another host potter. So you'll both be at that location.
We'll both be at that location.
And then you have the guests Tom White and Janelle Jacobson.
Right. Tom White, who's from Northfield, a local potter, and then Janelle Jacobson, who's from Sunrise, Minnesota. And her husband come down, and her husband will, Will Swanson, will be at Mark Shapiro's studio in Worthington.
And they're all wonderful people, but they didn't drive as far as you did to get here, so let me ask you about your work. Tell me about your pottery and your focus.
My focus, that's like the big question for the day. What is my focus? My focus is to make pottery that I really love and I really want to use. And so I make pottery that's primarily functional and that asks people to come and pick it up and to use it.
Okay. And how we use it is sort of up to us, right?
How you use it is completely up to you. And one of the magical things about being a pottery collector is that I'll spend a little bit of time making a cup or a bowl, and then I'll fire to my kiln, and then it'll go out into the world. And then hopefully maybe you will get that cup and it'll become your cup and you'll own it for the next 30 years of your life. So it goes from being mine to becoming yours.
So let me just ask, and Christy, I swear to God, I'll get to you in a second. So I'm just curious by this. So like Christy has this beautiful picture that's a teapot,
correct,
right? I would identify as that as a teapot. Would you identify that as a teapot?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think it self-identifies as a teapot. So then then I look at your work, right? I look at the picture that of your work, and it could be, I mean, my interpretation would be it looks like a really cool like barricade of a castle. It could be something for me to put knives in. It could be something just as just a beautiful object.
All of those things.
So and you like the more abstract? Is that or does it matter?
It doesn't matter, and I make many things that are not abstract. But I do like the idea that when someone comes from wherever they come, that they once they get it, they get to choose what
okay.
it is, and it becomes theirs.
How would you use that?
I would use that. Well, okay. I like the idea. I like the idea of something that holds toast.
Oh,
but I've never
there
actually,
you go.
But I've never actually used it to hold toast.
Toast holder. Mike and I were just talking this morning. We need something to hold our toast.
So there you go.
Okay.
There you
go. English muffin. Anything. That'd be great. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Oh. Okay.
Personally, I would put flowers.
Flowers. You could put flowers in it. It's really so. Hopefully, we'll get a picture up on the website and you can see what we're talking about because I realize it's radio and that's unfair. But I had to ask. Okay, Christy, how do you describe your work?
I am a functional potter and a hand builder. I have always been very...
A functional potter.
A functional.
Yes.
Like, I make very, very functional plates and bowls and vases. And
okay.
It's easy to see right. how to use my work in general, I believe. But I have always had a very strong connection with nature and my garden. My garden is, like, my second favorite thing to do. And so I've been able to marry my love of clay and my love of gardening by using an embossing technique that I created to bring plants and flowers from my garden and be able to use them for the surface decoration of my work.
Is there, I mean, I know in pottery in general, there's a fragility to that. I would think when you add a floral component, that would be even more so.
It's not fragile at all. It's actually very strong and durable.
Well, the end product certainly, but even you're dealing with, you know, your work on it.
When I'm constructing it, because I create all the surface embossing while the clay is flat, and then I form the pieces after the surfaces
right.
are complete, I definitely have to be very careful as I'm building.
Yeah. And I'll ask this question to both of you, and then you can speak for the rest of the potters who'll be represented. But what do you think? You have this feeling, you have this love. For people who do not do it, how do they respond to it? Because they are either looking or they are buying. And what do you think they get out of that equation of their experience with pottery?
You know, I think everyone comes to it from a different perspective and have different needs. But I think that exposure to a wide variety of art, and in this case pottery, both satisfies whatever your initial desire or need is, as well as expanding your understanding. So during our tour, we have demonstrations throughout the weekend to show people how we make what we make and to talk a little bit about what goes into our work in terms of our thoughts and desires around craft and art. So there's a great educational component to the weekend.
Would you like a crack at that question?
I would like a crack at that question. I think that it's awesome that someone can come and find something that speaks to them. So they'll come and they'll pick up a mug. And so we have four potters at my studio, and the work is very different, and so there's this tremendous joy that you have in making something, but then there's this relationship with the customer who comes and find something that is incredibly authentic and just matches them. So you don't know what that's going to be beforehand, right. But the idea that someone can come and find that in this time and in this age where it's very hard to find things that we can just see at face value. This is what this is. It's a cup and I have an attachment to it and I want to have it as my own to use it and have a relationship with it.
And just to have somebody, hey, Ralph, look, finally, something we can do with our toast.
There's that too. Very important.
Well, that's, but I would think seeing people make that connection must be beautiful. Like understanding of having not only appreciation for your work, find the beauty of it, but also that it becomes that relationship must be rewarding and fascinating.
I think that we talk exhaustively about art and craft as a topic of conversation in in books and essays and so on and so forth, but in the bottom at the very base level, that you can come and for a very reasonable price, you can buy a piece of art that then you get to use every day. And there is a wealth of information, but there's also a potential to develop a really awesome relationship that lets you be part of that conversation.
In the brochure, it says simply, Backroads, Summertime, Great Pots. What more do you need, really? Hilltown6.com is the website where you can find out information on all that is going on Saturday, July 27th, Sunday, July 28th, otherwise known as this weekend. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Open Studio and Ceramics Sale, Hilltown 6 Pottery Tour, the 13th annual. What a great pleasure. Thank you very much for both of you being here.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well.
Thank you, Joe.
Again, Hilltown6.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.